Hey, what's up, New Year Pizzas? Welcome to 2015, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang Podcast. We are back and ready to start the new year with some familiar faces. Of course, rocking the mic is Aaron Carter, and Steven Gutierrez joins us, as well as Alexander Van Wienersbaggensmith. And we are talking about all sorts of nerdy news, video game stories, Daredevil. We're talking about Kickstarter, League of Legends news. And we're going to be letting you guys know about a way to win some pretty sweet prizes. As always, please go to nerdreactor.com. Check out all the articles and fun stuff we got coming out there. Also, we are available on iTunes and Stitcher for subscription. If you are still listening to the show via SoundCloud, I heavily recommend you switch to one of these well-established providers of RSS. So that the shows go straight to your phone, people. You don't need to go find us. We just pop up there. You can listen to a new show, and it's great. We also want to remind you to go back and listen to some old episodes. Older episodes, they're still good. They need love, too. Now hit us up at Video Game Bang for your chance to win some pretty sweet prizes. Other than that, get ready for some Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real. I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Welcome to 2015, everybody. And we are back with Video Game Bang. You may know this show. It's much like our weekend show, except more popular.
I don't think it's yet to be proven.
It is. There's scientific data that
proves
this.
I think the fans speak in numbers.
Yeah? Is that what you think?
In numbers to the gloriousness of the Weekend Bang, everybody.
But we are back doing the weekday show. You heard his voice. He is my co-host, my good friend, my compatriot. If we were characters from Dragon Ball Z, he would be Yamcha.
Nope.
Aaron Carter.
That is an incorrect statement. What's up, everybody? I identify more with Piccolo.
Why?
The minority one.
He's weak too.
What?
Yeah.
How is he weak?
Like past one of the I can't remember the season. Past the Frieza saga, he was useless.
You're crazy.
He was absolutely useless.
You're
he would
insane.
Like maybe blow a hole through something with that one move.
You clearly didn't watch after the Frieza saga. He merges with freaking the original Piccolo.
To get a little more powerful, but he gets his ass kicked by the androids.
He boosts himself up like and then he fights both androids by himself.
And then loses.
No, he doesn't. It is like a draw.
No, he gets absorbed.
What are you? You really don't know anything about the series then, do you?
He didn't get absorbed by Cell.
No.
Nah.
There it is, everybody. Nah. So we just got back from SAC Anime.
Yeah, and I don't watch anime.
Clearly.
So,
clearly.
Speaking of SAC Anime, he was there. If we were characters from Dragon Ball Z, he would definitely be I don't know.
Because he doesn't know anybody
else. I don't
else.
Like Dragon Ball Z either.
You don't either? Yeah.
Give it to me.
All right, you'd be Krillin.
I'm stupid.
Yeah, wow.
That's all I could think of.
Wow.
There's literally
a
wall of them in front of you.
We got to mention this. This thing is awesome. We bought it when we were at Kraken Con. It is a 6-piece art set of the imagining of Dragon Ball Z characters fused with Street Fighter.
It is pretty awesome.
Pretty freaking sick.
It is pretty awesome.
You know what, though? My favorite character would probably be Trunks.
Trunks?
Trunks is a
dope
character.
It's only because I used him in the games for the PlayStation.
Hmm.
I'd be him all the time. Trunks.
Hmm. Interesting. The more you know. It's got awesome mashup photo. We had to buy it. And so the studio's gone through an overhaul. I mean, where he reran all the cables.
Literally a bar in here.
Is Piccolo the Bison there?
Yeah, he's Bison.
Yeah. Yeah. Clearly. Yamcha? Who the hell is Yamcha?
Okay, yeah, you're right. You're Yajirobe.
You're clearly all. Who is Yamcha on that picture? Exactly. Dan. Really? Yeah. Because that's what Yamcha's character actually equally to the Street Fighter series is Dan.
And,
there it is.
And I love the fact that he's been quiet because I haven't introduced him yet, and that is the rules of the podcast. And he's the only one who follows the damn rules, and I'm glad to have him back in 2015, the man with the beard. He would be Goku, Alex.
Whoa. Wow. That's wrong, but I'll take the compliment.
So wrong. So many ways.
The pressure is on.
So many rules. Oh, my.
I would be someone like...
Tien or something.
How dare you? I don't even know who I'd be.
Tien is good. What are you talking about?
He falls off hard.
He falls off really hard. He falls off harder than I think. No. He's like third. I mean,
he doesn't fall off as hard as Yamcha.
Chiaosu falls off hard.
Wasn't it just about anybody from the Dragon Ball series kind of really fell off?
No, because they each have their like moments, except for Yamcha. Like Yamcha gets stabbed in the chest. He gets shot. He gets stabbed by regular people on the street.
But that's
like,
that's in Z, right? In Z, he gets
in Dragon Ball, he's more of a formidable opponent.
Wolfang Fist.
Yes, exactly. But when it switches to Dragon Ball Z, it's just like, who the hell is Yamcha?
Right.
Like he is the
he
dummy.
Becomes the character that
his woman
the
leaves him for
seen.
Somebody else, oh, and yeah. he has a baby. That's an ultimate kick in the dick. Then he goes and he even trains in with
Tien and Chiaosu,
and they beat up the Ginyu Force and everything in the other world. But when they get back to Earth, it's like, who the hell cares, bro?
Right? Yeah.
Who the hell cares?
Well, we are back from SAC Anime. So much stuff, content coming out from VGB. We uploaded a video to our YouTube channel. It was pretty awesome with John DiMaggio doing some voices. He did If Bender Met Jake from Adventure Time. That was pretty awesome. Aaron is working on a video tirelessly. Is that
actually,
right?
I get tired from time to time, so I wouldn't say
so,
tirelessly.
Tiredly.
Expect that next year sometime.
Actually, the bulk of the work should be tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I don't work Friday. So, yeah.
Cosplay gallery has been uploaded to nerdreactor.com.
Some awesome cosplays, too.
Yes. There were some amazing ones. What was the Shrek
was awesome.
It was. Fiona. I'm not joking. Fiona was tight.
I've seen it. It was pretty good.
Yeah. It was damn good.
The Armored Titan was pretty good.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. For what he had to try, what he was trying to go for
was good.
Yeah, giant cardboard cut out of a...
But it seemed like it was just like styrofoam popping out.
And then the more he went on, the more it kind of fell apart. Yeah. He was really trying to keep that together.
It's like, bro, you're just a foam mattress and... In a cardboard box.
Is that
together.
Asbestos on your
that's,
head?
That's actually what Titans are made of, by the way. It was asbestos.
It was good. It was good.
Be sure to keep up with that. The other thing I want to mention is we are doing a giveaway, people, and it's a pretty good one by our stands.
What? Yeah.
What are we giving away?
Well, the competition started already. And it was brought to you. The prizes were provided by a fan of the show and friend of the show.
David Webb.
No. It was actually Roger Howard.
What?
Mr. Roger Howard.
Mr. Howard.
He's been working with Ultra Arcade, and that is a place they do tournaments in San Antonio.
A sick picture.
What?
That.
Oh, yeah.
Their picture.
We're on their Twitter page right now. It's at Ultra_Arcade, and they're doing a huge tournament at the time with Killer Instinct. There's a lot of cash on the line. I don't know if you have to actually be in Texas, so for the Texas listeners, you can just tweet them with any information, and they have a website as well you can go check out.
What are we giving away? What was to hear about all that? What are we giving away?
I kind of don't want to tell.
Dorito Gate over here.
It's a game. We're giving away a video game.
It's a game with
a shirt. And
a game with a shirt, huh?
And some other tshotskes.
It's Killer Instinct.
Sign me up for tshotskes.
It's
I'm schwitzing over here. I don't know what tshotskes you got.
I would want to win.
Don't make
this.
Me kvetch at you.
Wow, that's a lot of Jewish.
I'm part Yiddish.
Wow.
Yiddish.
This is stuff I would want. The way you enter this tournament, it's quite simple, actually. All you got to do is send
survive
a tweet.
Corey's rant about this.
Currently,
this
we're failing.
I just imagine listeners at home, skeletons. With a sign dangling around their neck, I lost.
Damn.
Terrible.
That's so mean.
All you got to do is send Video Game Bang a tweet. And you send a tweet to @VideoGameBang. It can be anything. It can be a funny picture. It can be what you think of the show. It can be anything. And randomly in the next day or two, we're going to end the competition. And the last person that sent us a tweet will win the prize.
That's cool. There's almost like there's no way for us to choose a winner immediately.
What do you mean?
No, we can pick who wins instantly.
Oh, well, I'm going to be legit about it. I'm not going to look about it.
Is there a dead? There's a deadline. If
the thing is already heated.
Yeah,
up,
no. What is there a deadline? Like
I've already won.
It's completely random. I'm going to end it because then everybody will just wait till the last second. So this will keep people.
You also could just pick
it could be
favorite.
Ended tonight or tomorrow.
No, I want it. I want
or a year
3 years from now. People,
the Twitter followers are in full effect. There's like 4 or 5 people vying for it right now. Our Twitter's blown up, so we're gonna wait until we announce it on the show, so those who listen can get a chance.
You should probably put stipulations because people are gonna send like dick pics.
And that's fine if they want to send dick pics. I'm okay with that.
On Twitter,
we'll forward it straight to yours, Steven.
It has to be their dick pic though.
No, it could be any dick pic.
It's gonna be the guy with cheating. 2 penises.
It could be mine. I mean, I don't care.
That guy.
You saw that?
Oh yeah. No, I've read all about it.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
Oh yeah, fully functioning.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
How is that awesome? That seems like more problems than
how.
No, it works out.
He's like, oh, I saw it.
He showed me. That works.
I heard stories, man.
That's true.
Wait.
What? He had an AMA on Reddit.
Can he go left or right to pee?
He has to both.
See, now. More problems. That is more problems.
He can literally cross the streams.
Wow.
By himself.
That's more problems, bruh.
Never cross the streams.
Sometimes cross the
Let's see. Video Game Bang brought to you by Nerd Reactor. We didn't mention that. And
we got articles up on Nerd Reactor.
Articles. We're doing a lot of stuff. 2015 is shaping up to be big. Go back and listen.
Only like, what, 7 days in?
I think it's going to be like 365 total.
And it's like, it feels like.
Are we a leap?
The first
next year leap?
The hell if I know.
I said roughly.
I know.
Every website still has all their best of 2014 stuff up. Like, nobody seems to have be updating really anything.
It's called vacation, dude. This vacation Seriously. We took from the show was actually pretty awesome. Actually having like a week off to not worry about the show, like I felt like something was missing last Wednesday.
Hmm.
Did you?
No.
You were like, nah, I don't care.
I was waiting for a text message. Be at Corey's house at...
It gave me time to plan other projects and stuff like that. So I was kind of just
like your rap opera.
And my
rapra,
they call it. Yes,
not opera rap.
Nope,
that would have been the clearly superior choice.
No,
opera rap.
What's wrong with rapra?
Rapra.
Rob, 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 rob. Yeah. You sound like a dog.
Wow.
You know, we did the panel at Sac Anime. We got some new listeners. And if you're new to the show, if this is one of your first episodes, which there's a few of you out there, like the Twitter has been really awesome the past week.
The Twitter.
Keep doing the Twitters.
God, you're so old.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Keep on the Twitters.
On the interwebs.
And,
use your typewriters.
Use them.
And tweet out.
Tweet us.
The most impressive thing, I think, about the panel that we did was the aftermath, like getting the
dead bodies and the
when you're doing
the
it,
guy
you're,
that stabbed you for the magic trick.
Yeah. Go back and listen to our holiday show, people. If you're new to the show, go listen to the holiday show. It was awesome. We counted down. Speaking of top lists, the top list.
Send us topless. Those picks, and you will definitely win.
You know what?
Heck you'll win some admiration.
Send us no, don't do that.
You're gonna get a bunch of guy topless pics, I guarantee.
I'm gonna send one now.
Corey said he wants the dick pics.
Wow.
I said for you.
You want
I
this?
Them for a friend.
That's gross.
You want him for yourself.
Go to the show. I have yet to listen to the Christmas show.
You should.
You guys, everybody in this room was
he
here.
Was there, but not.
Yeah, I got
he's
really,
a magician.
I got wasted.
He's an alky. That's what he is.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
It was pretty bad.
I'm really, honestly, don't want to listen to it. Like, the things I've heard about it, because I seriously don't remember the night. A lot of things.
Did you rinse your mouth out after you ate that dog food?
Oh, damn it. I was going to answer that question, but the bylaws of Video Game Bang say now we're playing What You're
Playing.
That, of course, was What You're Playing theme song, and we're going to start this week with Mr. Gutierrez.
Oh, man, damn it.
What have you been playing,
on the
sir?
Spot.
You know what? Not much. I just barely played Far Cry 4 a little bit today before, but I've been so busy with Sac Anime and everything, I haven't really had time to play anything.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been pretty
good. No, mobile games?
Clash of the Clans, I guess.
You play that crap?
I got into it late.
Wow, guys.
All right, that doesn't count as a game. Let's move on to Aaron Carter.
Oh, it says
playing?
Super Stickman Golf.
You still remember
that? Yeah, I remember that.
How can I forget?
He'll remember that for the rest of his life.
Rest of my life.
I've been playing
Get in the game, Aaron.
Jeez. Sorry, sorry.
You're watching a soccer game.
Looking at
no, no. It was a text message I got. I've been playing more Hearthstone, of course. Getting a couple more decks in that. My brother just uploaded World of Warcraft again because.
Are you playing that?
I just made a character, and then when I got in,
that's how it always starts.
No, that's not how it starts. I know how it starts.
Do you got like an invite code you can send?
That's
man?
What it
like,
was.
You got like an invite
code
though?
That's exactly what that was.
You got one you can send though? You got one you can send me though?
So I activated that invite code for Jerry, and then I got on and I instantly remembered why I don't play the game anymore.
And that was.
And it's because it's boring to me. Like. Because
you're not with friends.
The actual
no,
gameplay.
I was playing with Jerry the whole time. Go get 12 pelts. Go get 70 teeth.
You can make that fun with the right people.
I was like, I'm tired of collecting. And then the things that the new MMOs have done that I started to play, these free ones, that they've, in my opinion, have done better than, you know, WoW because they've had, you know, chance to look at WoW, be out for some time and learn from, you know, their mistakes. It's just like, I can't go back. The one thing that I do like WoW that no, for some reason, no new MMO has done is their freaking controls. Like, just to move your character around is better than all these other new ones for some strange reason. Like,
last?
Well, because it's WASD, yeah.
Yeah.
But you turn your whole body and the camera whenever you do D and A. On the new free ones, you don't do that.
You're a keyboard turner.
Yeah, I'm a keyboard turner.
You're bad.
I can't stand
you're
that.
So bad.
I can't stand clicking the mouse.
Oh are you surprised, oh Alex?
I really thought he had gotten better.
He would play it with a controller if he had the option.
No.
That's fine. You'd look like an idiot because keyboard turners are the worst.
Nah, dude, it's so much better to me that way. Like, I can't mouse.
We straight kicked people like that from the guild. If they somehow got in. That was actually our first test, I think, was watching them move around.
I would
and if
start.
They did the full body, step, step, yep. step, 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 we're like, no, bye, out
because
of the group.
Because it feels like I can move better with, you know, limited moving with the mouse, and then I turn, I swear.
So what are you doing with the mouse?
With the mouse, you can if you click and hold, you can turn the camera around, stuff like that.
Yeah, right click and hold.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why you wazzed.
I do that a little bit, but not, I have to have that base of I can turn left and right, and my camera turns with... D and A or whatever.
Well, you clearly wouldn't make into Alex's guild.
I would make a guild counter to his guild just for my people.
You wouldn't.
And we would battle.
And what have you been playing, Alex?
I played Far Cry 4. I played some of the co-op. That was really fun.
Really fun?
Actually really fun, yeah.
By your standards,
yes.
That's impressive.
I
explain why.
Don't really like Far Cry games, aside from Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, only because it was the cheesiest game I've played in a
explain
long time.
Explain yourself.
What?
Why don't you like Far Cry games?
I don't care. I don't care about anything in it. They're like, awesome, oh, you gotta save. The game themselves
the
are actually a lot of fun.
Solid.
So yeah, like, but I don't care about anything that goes on. No, save us from the evil. I don't care. Shut up. You're not compelling me to do anything.
So you don't like the story?
Because they like try too hard and make it whatever. I don't fucking.
But
I don't
Far
care.
Cry 3 had a good story.
Probably. Also, with Far Cry 3, I saw the intro at least 100 times.
Oh, that's not fair though. You can't hold that against it.
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Because I'm never going to play it.
The insanity one?
Yeah. Where they jump out of the thing.
Oh, no. I'm thinking
oh, where
else.
They're playing that song. All I want to do is...
Probably.
Yeah.
There was no audio.
Oh, really? You just watched
I was tortured about video games for a while. But wow. Far Cry 4 is really fun. The shooting's fun. It really punishes my system, though, so I need to upgrade. But like I said, I played co-op. We liberated an outpost and everything, and... flew around and or didn't fly around, but we drove around and just blew shit up. It was a lot
of
fun.
That's hilarious. That's
yeah,
awesome.
That was the best part of the game is just blowing stuff up. Also, killing poor hapless animals.
Oh
just,
yeah, that's the best part.
Just grabbing a sniper rifle and be like, bye bird.
It has a purpose most of the time.
Birds not birds.
Dead. Birds don't give you no drops or nothing.
You get feathers and you can sell them.
Bam. I saw on Far Cry 4 a guy kill a bird with a bear.
Really?
He blew the bear up. And it flew, hit the bird, killed it.
Nice.
That is awesome.
That's legendary.
Like, that is definitely legendary.
Let's see. What have I been playing? I played Far Cry 4 as well. I bought it for my cousin for Christmas.
Mm.
Yep. And he brought it over here, and we played it for a little while. We just played through this campaign where controller passing is on the 360. And I seconded everything that I loved about Far Cry 3 was in it. It was just fun. We didn't actually, we got through as far as we could to where we could free roam, and then we just started doing what you said, killing animals, catching shit on fire.
Getting bell towers. I like that there is a level of like, hey, let's discover the map. Let's go, and you can kind of like, ah, I'm going to stop on the story missions for a while and just go do bell towers. And
just like three. I think you'll like
sure.
three. I think you'll like
I'm it. Not going to go back and play it.
You should go back.
No, I played Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, which is 3 just reskinned.
Okay. And, there you
and
go.
Better.
And there you go.
Other game that it's pretty much been my crack recently is
Super Stickman Golf 2.
No, it is not Super Stickman.
It's part 3.
It's part 3.
new courses.
It's game
it's
dev
actually infinite.
Story. Have you guys played Game Dev Story?
No, but I played Game Dev Tycoon.
I wonder if it's by the same people. This is like maybe a mobile version. It's kind of 8-bit looking. 99 right. cents on the marketplace.
Wait,
and
you paid?
Yeah, I paid 99 cents.
Paid a money dollars?
Yep, I paid a whole money dollar.
Not PayPal?
Nope. Well,
it's the same thing.
Is this
it's
a stupid
money.
Question day or something like that? You basically, I've made like 40 games. I've fired all my original staff recently to overhaul with people with better stats. I feel like a dick when I did it too, because when you're firing them, they're like, oh, I guess I'll just pack my things and go. And then I fire the lady and she's like, oh, I just bought a house. And
wow.
Yeah.
Guess it's time to sell then, ain't it?
It gets really depressive. But I've been making hit after hit. I've kind of turned myself into EA. I just keep
everyone
doing,
always does.
I just keep
games.
Doing sequels now because they're cheap and they make you hella money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Game Dev Tycoon, you have to research the ability to make sequels.
What?
Ooh. Yeah. So you can make another game with the same exact formula, but if you do it too soon, people are like, this is too much like your other game that had the same formula. But if you do it far enough away, you can keep doing like big hit and then like money. Big hit and then money down. Yeah. But once you research sequels, you can actually make legit sequels and people are like, oh, sweet, a sequel.
Yeah. See, that's cool. I think this one might be my gateway into that one because it's really, I've found myself though in the game, I was getting so much success that I was like, I want to make a bomb just to see what happens. So I made like an educational motion game,
mm-hmm.
like Kinect style, and it still like sold a million copies and everyone loved it.
Well, also after a certain point because of your marketing and everything.
I got a hype train.
Yeah. It you can't really fail.
Yep.
Unless you do something awful.
Just
like
real life. Assassin's Creed Unity.
Like racing tax based games.
They're still even coming out with DLC and crap for that.
For what?
Assassin's Creed Unity.
That's sad.
Like it's
yeah, of course they would.
A real thing.
It's very sad.
It's not gonna not be a thing.
I saw an article too, well, I read the headline. Where they were talking about, here's the reason why games are broken, you know, are released broken now. And I wanted to read it, but I was like, it's just going to make me upset. So I'm not going to.
I'm really mad you didn't read that now.
I'm not going to justify it.
The best person
it's just because they don't have to be perfect, and they also get pushed out the door, and QA can't do anything. So maybe I just summed up the article for you.
Probably. You probably wrote the article.
I did.
All right, this is breaking news. Hallo Monkey on Twitter has like stormed into the lead on Twitter. He's going ham, literally. He posted a picture that says, I love ham.
Is he going ham sandwich, though?
Yeah, he is. He is. So if you guys want to take the lead, all you got to do is go to Twitter and tweet at Video Game Bang. But we're going to move on to stories, which we have right here. League of Legends is building its own network to kill lag. Aaron?
That's how you know the game has gotten...
too big.
Ginormous, yeah. When they were like, we need our own universe. We can't live with you
they're gonna make
Milky
their...
Way people.
I feel like after a point, it tells you that ISPs don't know their fucking head from a hole in the goddamn ground.
Well, that's kind of true anyways.
Oh, I mean, I know that's true, but it's up to a private company that's a free-to-play game.
Yes.
Full of some of literally the worst people I've ever played video games with. And I'm not saying skill-wise. I'm saying...
just human beings.
Are you a human being?
Yeah.
Full of those people, and it takes their money to make a better gaming network?
Riot's explanation goes as such. Currently, ISPs focus primarily on moving large volumes of data in seconds or minutes, which is good for buffered applications like YouTube or Netflix, but not so good for real-time games, which need to move very small amounts of data in milliseconds. On top of that, your internet connection might bounce all over the country instead of running directly where it needs to go, which can impact your network quality and ping whether the game's server is across the country or right down the street, which is kind of what we talked about with Alex. You said you were playing Far Cry.
Yeah,
this might have been off the show. You were
playing Far Cry 4 co-op, and it's with my roommate in the same apartment. not 10 feet away. Man, probably farther. I'm really bad at distance. And so we would be playing, and he would desync. I'd be like, all right, get in the truck. And he'd be like, I don't see a truck. I'm like, I'm in the driver's seat. Just hop in. He's like, I can't get into it. I was like, all right, well, get out. Can you see it then? And like, it wouldn't work. He's like, all right, let me log out, leave your game, and rejoin your game. And then every time that happened, I had to reload the game. So I was like, and we were in the same room. Like, you should have something where you can like LAN or close.
Well, and like you were saying, because of all the anti-piracy things, they don't. A lot of games don't have LAN ability anymore.
They've taken that out on just about every game. Any game that you see that says, "Hey, we allow LAN," like that's a big choice for them, because that's basically telling people, you know what? We're going to write off a large portion of our sales, our potential sales.
The piracy.
Just you can pirate it and put it in your like cafe or in your little gaming house or whatever and play it, because we want this feature for people.
Yeah. Hmm.
Interesting.
This is why we're in the process of creating our own direct network for League. Traffic and working with ISPs across the U.S. and Canada connect to players on this network. The network should be up and running in March. I'm interested to see how it pans out. Is this uncharted territory? Has anybody done this before?
No one's had to. Like, the fact that they're so regulated now, the like internet and ISPs are so shitty. They're just shitty. That forcing people to do this hasn't happened before, I don't think.
So is this going to make the game run smoother?
This is going to make server connections for players better.
Okay.
That's the best I can give you.
Is this going to be something that you have to pay for, you think? Or
No,
because it's going to be, they're going to keep it free to play.
But the idea for this is, this company is now putting up its own capital, its own money, mm-hmm. to make a network basically for itself. Yeah. I mean, there's probably, they can make applications for other people to use, or use the same pipeline, or the same... I don't know, whatever intellectual property they come up with. But it's the idea that now this company has to pay extra money to get good internet for its customers, rather than forcing the ISPs to be like, hey, your customers are suffering. Like they are.
But they would have to go to each individual ISP, though, right? Wouldn't they?
All two of them, yeah.
Well, I mean, nonetheless.
All two of them.
So they're going to go to these two people and convince them for our game to do something. Is that what you think they're going to do?
I mean,
they're not going to do
it's
that.
It's the idea though, that they don't. They can't. There's no way they can.
So then that's why we'll do
that's
our
why they have to do it themselves.
And they got the money. Didn't we do a report that they're like a $1 billion company now?
Yeah, that's fine and dandy like sour candy, but it's just really crappy that they had to put up their own money to fix what should be, hey, internet, why don't you work better?
So in a perfect world.
In a perfect world, it'd all be in our brains.
Wow. That's terrible.
Do we see other companies
I still wouldn't play it.
Following this trend? Do you think other people are going to follow this?
Maybe. I mean,
EA?
I'm surprised. Like, EA
could.
There's
few who could. There's very
EA,
few who could.
Yeah. Activision, because they
No, EA should, because their servers are, like, their whole connectivity, it's all bad.
Remember SimCity?
It's all bad. So they need to make their own little...
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's part of the thing is... They have to make a fast lane. You know how we were talking about internet fast lanes, at least in America?
Uh-huh. Like net neutrality.
Net
stuff.
Neutrality and stuff like that. Like, you shouldn't have to pay to make sure your traffic actually gets there. Oh, look, they're paying to make sure their traffic actually gets there. Like, that's kind of effed up.
I
don't know.
There's been scandals before where, like, the ISPs will throttle a pretty popular website because that website won't pay more.
Mm.
And it's because everyone's using it, it takes up more of their resources, so they need more money from that service provider, and it's kind of crooked because the internet's supposed to be open.
It's super crooked.
2015, everybody.
2015.
Welcome to it. Can't wait for the 20s.
We're calling it that.
I'm calling it that.
The roaring 20s?
No one is going to stop me.
That the 20s are coming back.
Re-roaring 20s?
Yes, the 20s are roaring back.
The re-20s?
Think
about. I feel like there should be a thing before
the 20s.
Think about
when the 80s come back around.
Ugh.
Well, we'll be
kill me. Wait, I'll be dead.
Yeah,
perfect.
We'll be
hey, what's wrong with you? We're
going to miss the second 80s. That's going to be the worst part of the whole thing.
That's the best part.
No, I'm just happy
Fuck
for the
80s.
20s.
The, it'll be the third 80s.
I'm literally happy for
the
20s.
Are you going to change your wardrobe?
I just might. I just might.
He's going to well, promise me you'll grow the Eddie Murphy mustache.
No, right? Because there was no Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy.
Eddie
porn star Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
There's no Eddie Murphy mustache.
Ladies. Oh my God! Hashtag Eddie Murphy.
Wow.
That's got to be the.
That's
going
to win you the contest, right there.
Eddie Murphy and Muff Divers.
Wow.
Too far? Too far? Not far enough?
A little too far.
Gross.
Well, we're going to be back after the break. But before the break, we could talk about one of the Bang Bites. And this was interesting. I saw the picture of it. Tekken 7 looks like it's going to allow both characters to fight from the same side of the screen.
It was mentioned twice.
This is news, though. Like,
what does that mean?
Why hasn't this been done before?
What does that
one
even
thing,
mean?
Yes. Why what hasn't it just been?
What does it
so
mean?
What it means is, so say you just like always fighting on the left side.
Yeah.
Well, you can choose to have the camera reversed for you. So wherever you start, you're starting on the left side.
On your screen?
On your screen.
On your
screen.
You can't share screens.
It'll be two. They showed cabinets. So it was like two people playing.
I think
on
this is
two
more for
cabinets.
Like, I think more tournament players
and then,
care about this.
But
no,
see, you can't play on the same
one.
Yeah, it's one screen. So if you're playing online, that's one thing.
Oh, okay.
Then okay, I want to be on the left side because I'm good
that's
at
fine.
You know
yeah, yeah.
half circle, whatever.
Actually, some people actually have like a brain thing where they can't.
Yeah,
they
so,
can't do it right. So if they're on the right side, they're effed.
Well, then that's screwed. Then you just know that you jumped over.
The weird part about it, though, which I saw from the screenshot, was it's not like it flips everything. I mean, it literally flips everything. Like, it's like a camera on the other side of the screen. So, like, your character who's fighting Southpaw would then be fighting regular.
Northpaw,
yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not called Northpaw.
I wish that meant something to me.
But
for,
well,
for
I mean,
game
like,
fighters, it could be... actual
like if yeah. I'm here and I'm throwing a punch with this hand and then the camera's always here, right? You know, your body's facing it. But then the camera goes this way and it's over my shoulder. So the punch is like different. It doesn't switch me.
It'll probably look different, but it's not going to do anything when it comes to the actual like hitbox or
no,
like
I'm sure the
hitbox or anything
same,
like
but
that.
It might just be a mind freak.
Yeah. So I think it's literally just for those players, like you said, that have brain farts.
I think it's yeah, like a disability thing, if anything. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. So now you're
no, seriously. They have a mental disability where they can't left right swap correctly.
Good Lord.
They're ambidextrous.
They're not ambidextrous.
I can't look left.
All right, everybody, we're going to be back after the break with more Video Game Bang, more news stories. Stick around and bleep, blop, bloop, 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 bloop.
You just have nothing to say. I have nothing to say to add in this last 2 seconds. Bloop, bloop.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's a me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hi, this is Yaya Han, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Birch, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, hier ist Boris Seicho bei Video Game Bang und ich bin der Komponist von Sunset Overdrive, das jetzt auf Xbox One erhältlich ist.
It's worth it.
No, it's not.
That's
why no one's done it before.
There's a market.
It's done 100 million just to do that. That's what that
and
is.
Leave it to the most innovative fighting game in history to do it. What?
Most innovative fighting game?
Tekken is the best.
No, that's wrong.
No,
it was Bushido
right.
Blade.
But
that dinosaur,
Bushido
no,
Blade,
that
really?
Dinosaur
you can cut
game,
trees down, you best.
Rage, or whatever, is more
Primal
innovative
Rage.
Than freaking
Primal
Tekken.
Rage
you
is,
could eat your no. followers. That's
boom.
Innovative.
Can you eat your followers in Tekken?
You can play as a little tiny dragon guy.
You can be.
You can do the same thing
can
in
you be,
Primal
you can
Rage.
Be a bear,
but
you can be a bear.
The little dragon guy could fart, and that was one of his moves.
It's not Primal Rage. Still
so could the bear.
Innovative.
Really?
The bear could fart.
I don't know about that.
I don't know about you.
I remember the last time we played Tekken. The reason Aaron doesn't like
exist.
Tekken is because last time we played it, I wrecked Aaron's face.
It's Tekken. Not because of that. It's because Tekken was like when...
Everybody just picks
I never really liked the movement from 2D fighters to 3D fighters until like Street Fighter 4.
That's still only really 2.5.
And but see what it, but the difference is like because like with Tekken and what's the other one
Soul Calibur
Virtual Fighter stuff like that. You know, you have the 3D environment, so you're moving, you know, towards the camera backwards and, you know, side, but
front, back, and side to side.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a street fight. Like the pace was always lower, and I just felt like a sluggish game. So you're going from something like Marvel versus Capcom or even just Super Street Fighter on the Super Nintendo. To Virtua Fighter, where you're like lofty jumps, and then you come back
you
down.
You didn't like how floaty it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
And all so right. It just always translated to less floaty, less floaty, less floaty. Now it just kind of feels more sluggish than a 2D fighter. And then I love the way 2D fighters look. King of Fighters. The sprites, the hand-drawn stuff.
You like sprites. When...
And the feel, though. I mean, that's what I started off with. And the feel of, you know, these quick-paced 2D fighters.
I'm completely backwards on this. I'm the opposite of a hardcore fight game fan because the thing I hated the most about Street Fighter 4 is that it felt too much like the classic Street Fighters.
And that's why it's awesome.
Oh, well, okay.
I like...
You're wrong.
I love... Right. Tekken was my jam, man. That was the game. The 3D fighters
Tekken
were
is
what
cool.
I was into.
I like the idea of 3D fighters. I like Mortal Kombat when it went 3D.
Me too. That's
I thought that was pretty cool.
I like the fact that you can change fighting styles.
And see, that was also cool. That's actually the best example.
When did they introduce that? Armageddon?
Sure.
On the 64,
I say. Don't say names. Don't say their names.
God,
Deception? You keep saying their names.
But no, that was the best example because I had Mortal Kombat 3.
It was not that one.
I had Mortal Kombat 3 Ultimate on the Sega Genesis, and that was a quick game because like, that was like all combos and stuff like that. That was like almost... the stupid game that's on the Xbox One right now. It's like a free piece
Killer
of crap.
Instinct.
Killer Instinct. It was almost Killer Instinct speed because it was like quick with the combos. And then they moved on to like 64 and the PlayStation 1 and it was all this 3D and it was just like, why would you do that? I understand you think that
how are they going to improve
3D
upon that?
Is the future and stuff, but it has its place.
I appreciate the fact that they went from Virtua Fighter, super blocky polygons. Like, they did that. That was the biggest thing, is they actually made that game. They actually did that, where it was these blocky polygons fighting each other. And you're like, dude, that's 3D. It's like, so it's real cool. 3D. That wasn't the thing that existed back then.
Back then, I can see... it's natural progression, of course.
Yeah.
But I'd never... Battle Arena Toshiden, I think, was the last...
Samurai Showdown 2.
Was the last one that I was like, all right, this is all right. And it was a 3D type of game. But
I have no idea what he was talking about.
Super Smash Brothers.
The fighters out there, the fighter fans out there would know what
Battle Arena Toshiden is. Let us know what your favorite is and why we're wrong.
It's
and
Bloody Roar.
We'll move on to the next story.
Bloody Roar was... Oh, that's my jam.
That was the tits.
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 It's just like gay redneck or something. Yeah,
that was tits.
That was tits. Catch a rat.
Tits.
Terrible. Kickstarter rakes in $529 million for projects in 2014.
It's crazy.
That's a lot of money.
Whatever.
What are you doing with your money, people?
They're giving it to Kickstarter. Funding these Kickstarting.
Yeah. That's just... Kickstarts.
Carters?
Yeah, is that not Indiegogo?
I was going to say, what about like the ones on Indiegogo and any other privately done crowdfunding thing? Like, that's not even including that.
That's crazy.
That means there's a lot of money being spread out there.
And we still have
and
so
it's
many.
None of it's mine.
So many poor people in America, don't we?
Huh. Yeah, that's true. Huh.
All that money can be given to random strangers.
It could.
If you think about the $529 million, if that was just dedicated to an actual...
We're talking about communism now, people.
No.
Talking about socialism, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Communism.
Obama.
If that was, like, dedicated to, like, something, you know, I don't know.
Feeding the homeless?
Yeah.
Do they get taxed off of that?
I don't know.
In the States, at least?
I don't think so,
because it's just going from...
No, but it's like a product, and it's like an online transaction and everything.
How much does a Kickstarter website make off of it?
It's an investment.
Do they?
But there is a transaction done once it has actually gone through. I know it's an investment, but an investment is also a transaction, by the way.
Does Kickstarter take a cut? Does Kickstarter take a cut?
Yeah, they take a cut.
So then, that's a lot of money, dude. That's a lot of money.
Over 3.3 million people pledged $529 million towards project on Kickstarter in 2014. The crowdfunding platform revealed this. And this marks an increase over the site's 2013 stats, which saw $480 million pledged by 300 million individuals. So
it's a bonus $50 million almost.
That's a lot of money.
Do you see it going down?
I don't. I think we're just
or
getting
into
the...
Or has it plateaued?
I think the growth will slow. Because I think people are getting... A lot more people are cynical about Kickstarter now, too.
Okay.
So
it doesn't slow when I get my Kickstarter run.
It will. It'll already be glacially frozen.
Well, I mean, there's got to be, like... in the early days, it was probably really sweet when there's less people. But I think there's going to be just as much, if not more, money in there. But I think it's just going to be harder to get because there's going to be so many people vying for
it. You got
to
go.
That's true.
You got to go really professional. Like, I've seen some Kickstarters that look like, hey, give me money. I want to just buy a beer type of deal.
With like an MS Paint.
Yeah, stuff like that. But then I've seen the real high class one where they break down. I really love how they break down.
Like Reading Rainbow.
What we want the money for. This is going towards shoes. This is going towards,
so
you know, pencils.
Originally, like,
towards...
they didn't do that.
Yeah, no.
And they had a decent amount of successes because no one was like, we can make a lot of money off of this.
Yeah.
And then people started smelling the money, and so they started doing the whatevers, and people are like... And then it failed. They had some failed ones, or people backing out, or some weird janky stuff happening, and mm-hmm. or not getting the product that they said they were actually going to make. And so they started, a lot of people are like, you have to lie, you know, give me what you're actually doing with
like,
that money.
Was it Fish Tank? Shark Tank?
Shark Tank.
Yeah. Shark Tank?
It's not Fish
Tank. Yeah. Fish Tank.
Shark Tank. Yeah. Fish Bowl.
Fish Bowl.
Yeah, dude, I like seeing like that. The guy that we played the card game at Sac Anime, I went to his Kickstarter, which is already funded. But he shows, he breaks down everything, where everything went, and then shows the, you know, the incentives if you pay a little bit more and all that type of stuff, which is pretty cool. One of them was if you paid a certain amount, you got your character, like your card, you're a character in the game, basically. And he showed
that's
us
cool.
the cards.
Those are some of the coolest ones. Yeah. Never Ending Nightmares had a pay grade where if you would put a certain amount, he'd have his artist draw you like in the game and you'd be like in a room on a painting on the wall or something.
Yeah,
like
that's
awesome.
Cool.
No, those are cool that's things, cool. Yeah. Some of them you can like name a thing or you can make a thing for it as well.
Because
yeah.
I,
pretty cool.
As much as I'm like, I'm very skeptical about a lot of the Kickstarter projects, I would probably like if it was a movie or something that I was really interested in, they're like, hey, you pay this certain amount, you could be in the background. Because I'd probably pay and just see waving crazy in the background.
Was it Allie McBeal?
Is she doing one? If they did a Scrubs movie and they were like, Aaron, you could be a doctor or something in the background, a nurse in the background. Best believe I have an IV in my hand looking right at the camera the whole time.
How about Scrubs?
Scrubs!
How about Scrubs?
Well, you're going to have to be quiet, sir. Scrubs!
Have anybody in the
you're
room
Turks, young
put
brother.
Money towards a Kickstarter yet?
Hell no.
No.
I wanted to. The coolest, the little like...
that cooler?
Cooler that,
the, like, oh, that, the better cooler? The coolest?
That was yeah. one of the top three actually funded Kickstarters, yeah.
And Aaron, you?
No. Like I said, I'm waiting on the Scrubs movie.
I've never put any money towards one, but I bought a product after the fact. That Pebble Watch, it's brilliant.
Oh, that was Kickstarted?
Yeah, it was Kickstarted.
I was going to buy that,
really?
Too.
Yep.
What is that?
It kind of, I think that
smartwatch.
It was years ago, and I think it was kind of one of the first fiascos.
Said, I'm not even wrist. Wearing it.
Oh, okay.
Well,
it's not
I
even wearing
I take it off.
Is that part two?
I take it off.
No, that's what is that part two?
Yeah, because they made a second version.
My house.
Of that.
Well, they have the Pebble Steel, which like looks a little businessier,
better. Yeah, yeah.
I, just
I mean, it really sucks when you get like the first version.
That's the reason why I didn't
you
buy
wait
that
for the
one.
Second
the
version.
Exact same software.
Yeah, except it's like better. I don't
shut
know.
Shut the hell.
The
up.
Same reason why.
That's actually one of the main reasons I don't fund Kickstarters with a lot of stuff, like especially products. Is the I'm not an early adopter. I'm bad at that.
Oh well, yeah, I mean. Wow.
Is it because you're mad?
They
yeah.
had.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's why I waited out for the Galaxy, the Nexus 7, the second edition, instead of the first one. That first one just looked ugly, though.
Yeah.
It was just terrible.
The first next Nexus big story good. We got, and this is going to be kind of cool. This
and here's one, the kicker.
This one kind of snuck up on me. Daredevil is coming to Netflix in 3 months.
Which is crazy.
That seems fast.
It seems really fast. I hope it's good, because I've seen screenshots from it, and they really are not telling. Like, it's, I can't.
Is it kept under wraps
I
pretty
can't
well?
Get a, yeah. Marvel does that.
I don't care.
Why do you not care?
I don't care.
Wow. You are a
you're not
going to
watch
bastard.
This series.
No.
Why?
Well, I might, but
yeah,
I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not going to be like, you people.
He's going to grab
if
his
Daredevil
popcorn.
Was like a cyborg, then he'd probably care about it.
That's actually probably true.
And that's sad.
He's more into
that's
the
sad.
I like the robots.
You want to see a cyborg
see
TV show?
Yeah.
Nah.
A good one, though.
They just handicap people.
I heard a story about the man who crippled Batgirl and is one of his greatest regrets.
Joker?
No, the writer. Oh. The writer who wrote that.
Oh.
One of his greatest regrets was writing that
hmm.
because he felt like the people at DC should have pulled him back. And instead, He's like, hey, so I have an idea where, like, she's going to be, I'm going to break her back. She's going to be crippled, like, yada, yada. Like, she I feel like shot. It's good. Yeah, whatever. I don't know what happens. She gets shot. Whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is,
it's like, his biggest regret.
I think this is a cool plot point that we could work with. And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So the higher ups are like, yeah, yeah, cripple the bitch. And he's like, I feel like at that point they should have reined back a little bit. But instead they just said, cripple the bitch. And now that happened.
I can't think of one day in the last year I haven't thought, cripple the bitch.
Right, I know. That's why you work at DC, yeah. You sexist pig.
The changing of comic books as of lately are... like vast, like there's a lot of things that are changing. Well, death is just never permanent, of course, in comic books now. That's one thing.
Wolverine, unless you're Wolverine.
Wolverine's staying dead this time, bro.
I guarantee you, he's coming back.
He's dead, he's dead forever until the next reboot.
It's the fight for his next.
Didn't they just release the Wolverine, the latest? Not the Wolverine, but like his Aftermath comic book or something like that.
I'm sure that's a different universe.
Yeah, no.
Totally.
No, it's universe. Not him. He's not there. Because like the cover is him in the adamantium, you know, coffin basically, and then everybody like reaching out towards it. That's what and they were like the main character is kind of like Sabretooth in it, and they're showing how everybody's dealing with the death.
Oh,
he's coming back.
Who is Sabretooth gonna beat up on Logan's Dokken. Birthday now?
Dokken.
I thought Dokken was dead.
If you look at
Wolverine,
I kind of forgot about this whole point of this conversation. Yeah, that they never stay dead.
Wolverine has a lot of kids. Did you not know that?
Yeah, I've seen
one's named Cannonfoot.
I feel like none of them are.
Does he have
choice.
A cannon on his foot?
Yes. He has another one named like Hot Knife Hands or something. Like they're the dumbest.
Those are the clones though, right?
But they're the dumbest names.
Ah, they were clones.
And it's so bad. This Daredevil movie is gonna be
He's
a clone.
But
all
like,
my kids are clones. No.
It's a Cannonfoot. Get over
here. To go back to his
you're grounded.
Regretful thing. DC is changing a whole bunch of stuff. They have like a new Power Girl.
She's black.
Yeah, she's black. Like ooh, when I saw that, I was like, "What the hell?"
Some chocolate.
And nobody's cosplayed her yet, people. Because I even I like
Aaron's like get on that everyone.
Aaron's going to be the first.
You know
one.
Why? Because whenever I see a new character introduced in Marvel or DC and stuff like that, like they have the new Spider Woman or the new Spider Girl. That's Stacy or whatever.
Yeah.
Spider Gwen.
Yeah, Spider Gwen. I go Spider-Gwen cosplay to see who's done it like the best, like because it's new. I'm like, you got to get on that quick, right? Because you'll be the talk of the town.
Let's get Macy Rose on.
They've done it though, and they've done some good jobs out there with Spider-Gwen. She's blown up though. Like for some reason, she's really popular.
It's because it's Spider.
I don't understand.
Because it's Gwen. Spider. And
they
Gwen.
just reintroduced freaking Uncle Ben into the damn comic book.
The rice guy.
Yeah.
Yes. The black rice guy came and helped Spider-Man stop.
You know, Aaron, if you cosplay Uncle Ben the rice guy...
That would be racist.
That would be so funny.
Would it?
Yes, that would be extremely racist.
Really?
Would it?
There's not too many black...
I didn't say Green Mile.
Black characters. And when I did the video at Sac Anime, they were like, you could be whoever you want. No, I can't.
Whatever your heart decides.
No, I can't. Can't go out there as Peter Parker.
Somebody told you
you wouldn't know who I was.
You'll be... Black Peter Parker.
You wouldn't know who I was.
Black Ash Ketchum.
We saw Black Ash Ketchum, right? And you can tell because he's got the jacket, he's got the thing. But if I'm
and he's black,
Ash,
I'm
Black Ketchum.
If I'm Peter Parker, there's no real Peter Parker outfit.
Sure,
you know,
I have a camera around your neck.
See, there you go. I could be Jimmy Olsen for God's sakes. There,
yeah, you're Black Jimmy Olsen.
So I'm just Black Jimmy and Black Peter all at the same time. I just cover the broad spectrum of photographers in the comic book universe. Just
give me
the black
pictures of Spider-Man.
Wow.
Make your own comic, just taking heroes and turning them black.
But
in a black universe.
I kind of like the way that they're trying to diversify.
They are.
Their characters.
I think it'll take a while because the old guard is still in control.
It's going to go too far, though, I know. I already know it's going to go too far.
What is too far?
Too far is... a black female Wolverine.
This is black, gay,
that's
Jewish.
What that is. Yes, like they're gonna encompass every
into one
character.
It'll be Captain America.
Yeah, that's what, well, no, that'd be fitting because America is a melting pot of a whole bunch of different.
It's
people.
Actually just a
Captain Melting Pot.
It's a golem made of a bunch of different
exactly,
people.
Exactly with all different skin tones on their patched in.
Frankenstein of a superhero. Yeah.
Frankenstein America.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna get into Bang Bites, people. Bang Bites, we talked about Tekken. So we're going to talk about number two, the first trailer for Ant-Man, which
not
I did
not
watch.
Not the ant-sized one, though, right?
No, an actual full-blown size.
It's
yeah.
cute what they're doing.
I know, ant-sized.
Yeah.
I was waiting for people to try to blow that up online. and try to see, and then look at the poor resolution whenever they blow it up from that ant size
enhance.
One.
And then, yeah. Enhance. Yeah. Enhance.
This isn't like a sci-fi movie in the 80s.
Yeah. We kept saying that when we were looking at the SAC anime pictures and trying to look at the background. We're like, look at that guy back there. Enhance. Yes. He'd blow it up. Oh, it was good. Man. It was good.
Stay tuned for that video.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be another video we put out. Yeah. Oh,
that's terrible.
We are going to be dicks.
I feel bad about it. Because when we look at the pictures, like, I'm nice to the people in person, you know. I'm not one of those. No, because you see those YouTube videos of people going to cons and they blatantly just rip into the
Triumph.
Yes. Style. So they'll you know go into like I don't do that. But when we look at those pictures at home and we're like,
he's one step back from that.
You say stuff like on the under, like. They don't catch
sneak
it.
Sneak this. Do you sneak this?
Are we sitting there? In the
are you throwing shade?
I
laughing my ass
I
off
edit all
because
that
of
out.
The shit you say. To
I
them.
Edit all that out so they don't seem
that's terrible.
Bad people.
I did not watch the Ant-Man trailer.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, I have not. Is it worth
nor have
seeing?
I.
If you're looking for action, no.
Is this a teaser?
Hank Prim or is this
a
makes
no. I feel like it's a trailer. Trailer.
It's Prim.
So it's going to say, wow. In a world.
No, they don't do that.
We're a man.
But what it, se- what it makes it does seem like, what it one does man. Make it seem like as if Hank
base.
Pym is some crazy old man that's in a...
that watches people.
Yeah, like he watches people. He's in the basement. I see what you've been doing. Come in, wear my suit.
Scott.
That's what it kind of seems
you've
like.
Really?
Yeah,
much.
He doesn't seem like some... Nice
that's
big
so
lab
funny.
Scientist
they
guy.
Took away all of his character power.
And you see what I mean? And this is what I was talking about before he came out with freaking Frederick Douglass as
Michael
Frederick,
Douglass
or whatever.
Frederick Douglass was there. I think was
great abolitionist everyone.
Yeah.
With Frederick Douglass as freaking Ant-Man. That's what I was upset about. Cuz I'm like this
I
is
can
a,
see why you're upset about that. That makes no sense.
This is a character in the Marvel universe that's important, correct? He's like you how know, is he not important in the Avenger?
Hold on, especially to the Ultron storyline.
Yeah. He's the one that creates.
Not anymore.
It,
not
yeah, anymore.
There you go. Yeah. No longer important.
So
by
what
the
they've
way.
Done is, and then what it makes me feel like is like, okay, I'm taking, like literally a week ago, my niece, she was asking me all these questions about comic books and stuff. Well, why is it like this? Why is it like this? Well, what's his story? And I was sitting having this long discussion. I know who Frederick Douglass is.
That's terrible.
I was having.
I'm really envious of that hair, though.
He,
like, on the real.
The ultimate hair.
I was having a, you know, an actual discussion about the comic books and explaining the backstories. And then I was like, it just doesn't do a good job because if I take you to one of these movies, you'll be like,
you have to say movieverse, like you have to yes. be able to like draw the distinction. That's the thing.
Well, that's what I was getting across to her because she was trying to I made her the comparison, of course, with her favorite cartoon Avatar: The Last Airbender, and then when she watched the movie, she's like, "What the heck is
this?
This
is different. Yeah.
Why are they calling
it America?
And stuff like, yeah, and so I was telling her, I was like, that's." With me and X-Men, the same way with you and Avatar.
Avatar. I don't think we covered it on the story because it came out during the break, but they kind of released a synopsis about Vision and how it's a joint effort between Tony Stark and Bruce Banner.
Because those are the only characters people care about.
It's like
now.
These toys, like the toys came out and then they had someone put the description that was on the
so
box.
So they make Vision, not Ultron.
Well. Okay, Ultron and the Vision or whatever are both joint created by...
Because
by
Banner Ultron...
And Stark.
No, because... And they're saying that like it kind of makes sense because Vision's colors are green, red, and gold now. Like instead of the yellow,
yeah,
it's gold in those
but...
posters. So that's this mix of the Iron Man colors and the Hulk colors.
Don't screw up Vision.
They're going
Please
to.
Please don't screw up Vision.
Oh.
They're going to.
I need Vision to be cool.
I don't think
he's
they,
been
wait,
my favorite
wait,
ever
wait,
since
wait, wait,
the
wait.
Arcade game when you can play as Vision.
When he was a Ku Klux Klan member?
Yeah, when he was just pure white with the cape. Yeah.
How can you say they're going to mess up Vision, though, Aaron? They haven't messed up nearly anything in that Marvel universe.
Apparently they messed
yet.
Up Pym.
Oh, they missed, yeah. They
The movie's not out yet.
They graped Pym in
not
the mouth.
The whole thing where he has like his corporation...
Who, Pym?
Yeah.
Pymco?
It shows his corporation. You got to look at the breakdown.
Maybe I have to look at the breakdown, yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's
Maybe
there.
The
they have his...
Because it looked like he was some crazy dude.
And it said he was the first
He
Ant-Man.
Is a crazy dude, though.
Yeah, yeah. He,
and
he is
the
first,
no,
first
well,
Ant-Man.
No, they acknowledge
in,
it.
Oh, they acknowledge it. The okay.
Yeah, right. yeah.
So then, is he going to be in Agent Carter?
Ooh.
As the Ant-Man? As the Ant-Man? Because then I'll watch Agent Carter.
It is a Marvel thing.
It is a Marvel thing, yeah. All right.
Yeah, you might have just sold everyone.
Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass and Ant-Man, everybody. Go watch it.
Douglass taps that.
All right. Fans are remaking Warcraft 3 using StarCraft 2.
Have you seen that?
Man,
I have not seen that.
Looks pretty good.
I am infinitely intrigued.
It looks pretty good. StarCraft 2 engine.
It's the same game.
Yeah, but it's the StarCraft 2 engine. And
that's totally fine. Yeah. That's totally fine.
Have you seen
Does it look better? Then we're sold.
It looks definitely better.
I have actually legitimately thought of buying both Warcraft 3 and the expansion just to play through the story again.
And I think Russians are making it.
Oh, wow.
So is that...
I'm out.
Wow.
Number four.
You don't like FPS Russia?
Nope.
Making
Scarlett Johansson will star in an upcoming live-action Ghost in a Shell movie.
Yeah, one let's whitewash people.
One of the questions that was at the SAC anime thing was, what gender is the main character of Ghost in the Shell?
And no one knew?
Female.
A lot of people.
A lot of people did not.
Did not know.
And then I remember we were asking one.
Is it 50-50
chance? I feel like
it's a trick question.
Her friend said, it's a 50-50 chance. Just go for it. Okay, male. I was like, no.
No, a lot of people are kind of upset as it's another like Hollywood whitewashing.
A
very specific.
Like Akira, when that was supposed to come out, and it was supposed to be Leonardo DiCaprio as the... What's the main character guy?
Tetsuo?
Not Tetsuo.
Kaneda.
Yeah.
He's in Canada?
Tetsuo!
I mean, he is wearing a giant red outfit, so he could be Kaneda. He could be the future Kaneda.
Kaneda.
Story number five. Dota 2 championships return to Seattle on August 3rd.
Yeah!
That's exactly the reaction from the internet, too.
I'm stoked.
Yeah!
I don't know. Those are really fun to watch, though.
I want to play Dota, though, because all the characters are unlocked from the start, right?
Every character's free, yeah.
Yeah. I want to try just because of that.
You're going to have to put a lot of time in to be able to actually appreciate the game.
It looks...
Oh, well, then never mind.
It looks
I don't
great.
Want to play it at all.
I liked what I did play.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Gorgeous.
And,
gorgeous.
Like, isn't the, like, if you're above someone, on isn't that mean something? Like
what?
The plane.
You're better than like, them. That's what it means.
No, like if you have the higher ground.
If you have the higher, if they're attacking you from a lower ground, they'll miss 25% of the time, if I'm remember correctly.
That's a lot goes
into
it.
And then also your sight range increases if you're on higher ground. So like you want to put like wards up on like higher mountains so they can see stuff out there.
I feel like.
Oh, so it's strategic.
It is actually more strategic.
Like we should be inserting a Star Wars Episode 3 type of reference in here with Obi-Wan telling. What's his name? He has
the
higher ground. Yeah. And then he jumps and cuts his legs off.
Don't do it, Anakin. I've got the high ground.
Yeah. You were the chosen one.
Well,
and
I mean,
he still just,
See how that...
You bastard.
See how the movie turned out. So, I mean...
It's in JJ's hands now. He's got it.
Question number... Not question number six.
Question number six.
Bang Bite number six. Tekken 7 may allow two characters to fight on the same side.
What are you doing?
It's very important that it was mentioned twice from the show notes maker.
Yeah.
Same side. Same podcast.
Do you get it? It's on the same side as the...
At least somebody noticed it.
I just wanted to rub it in Aaron's face for being a crappy Bang Bite maker.
It's the 2-for-2. What are you talking about?
Isn't this your show?
How many notes have you made?
Son. Hashtag controversy.
I don't see a quiz today, so clearly
BGB gate.
Your handiwork isn't here right
you
now.
You know what, you son of a bitch.
This is the last time you've been on the chair.
Yeah, you can't sign the wall.
He's gone.
This is why I don't show up very often, everyone.
Hide the Sharpies. He's not signing the wall.
That's terrible.
Nah.
You are.
Is that the thing? They sign if they come and do a full show?
Oh, they sign if they do a full show and okay. I like them.
And if you donate a lot more money on the Kickstarter, you can put your ball prints on there.
That.
Smear your
Corey will specifically sharpen your balls so you can just.
That would be gross. So many ball prints on the freaking wall.
I'll pay $20 for that.
You send us a picture of your balls. I will find an artist to do a photorealistic.
But if you don't take an Instagram picture with all those.
You'll make a stamp of them to stamp it.
That's so gross.
It's called the ball wall.
I will not do that.
The ball wall.
I will not do that.
I love that game.
The wall of
I
balls.
I would do anything wall for ball, love, yeah. But I won't do that.
Terrible.
Number seven, Assassin's Creed movie now set for December 2016.
Woo!
Again, how the internet reacted. Yeah, apparently.
I bet you the sequel is going to be the same thing.
They released, did you see the, wow.
They won't have women in it. That's too hard to get in a movie.
Did you see the small details on the World of Warcraft movie?
Oh, humans first contact with orcs?
Yeah.
And then they're like, get your ass back where you came from, Orc.
I only knew like two of the characters, and that's because of Hearthstone. That's about
it. What were the characters?
It was Golduin, or, you know,
Gul'dan?
The warlock, yeah.
Yeah.
And Anduin.
Yeah. Alduin?
Whatever. Anduin. Whatever.
I don't. The priest?
Who no. Did? So then it wasn't him then. It was because that guy was like a warrior or something like that.
Oh, then maybe it was somebody else.
Uther?
Uther?
That
Uther.
Sounds like a name.
Uther Lightbringer?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the That's it's going to be. Because I'm
not Pandaren.
Even though I watched, I, not they're
bring
better
in
not,
the Pandaren.
They're better not bring be in the Pandaren. One damn panda.
It's going to be pandas coming through the portal.
There can be one damn panda.
No, and he only better be one, a pet.
No, but he's off in like the mists and then disappeared. That's okay.
I'm a sad panda.
Okay, so I told all these, everybody that I sat and watched the whole history of World of Warcraft. Because everybody's like, there's a story there, there's a story there.
Of World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft, not just Warcraft. Well, yeah,
you fucked up.
Both, right?
No, actually it was both, because they said, and this is where Warcraft 1 ends. Mm. So I watched the whole thing.
All right.
And
once you got to World of Warcraft, you could have stopped, FYI.
Oh, well, I kept going.
Ah, there's your problem.
And the pandas, to me, are the most useless character race in the whole, so like there's no purpose for them.
You know what the deal was,
panda
right?
Lives matter, Aaron.
You know what the deal was, right?
What was
Samwise, one of the artists, really liked drawing pandas.
Ganji?
So he would just draw pandas. Yeah, you know, like that'd be just like a thing he drew. And and then they had the Pandaren Brewmaster in Warcraft 3 as a neutral hero, which is like, oh, okay, like you don't have to explain a whole lot. It's just a thing. This is Warcraft. It's kind of weird. So, whatever. And then people are like, we want more pandas. We want more pandas. And that's what they sound like, see? Because they're idiots.
And that's exactly what it feels like. Something was shoved into a game
it's
that did not
true.
Belong there.
It does not.
Like, it doesn't belong in the world. It doesn't belong... There's no purpose for them. You could literally write that whole storyline off and insert
anything
dogs.
Else.
Yeah, like, and
now,
it would make sense.
I will say is they could have a very interesting story with the Naga, which had like a really weird like night elf connection with the Naga and stuff like that.
Those are those
snaky people?
The snake water people.
Yeah.
But they are involved with the Maelstrom, which is where the pandas supposedly came from. Yeah, that's right. I know way too much lore about
no,
this.
No, but it's just, and then it actually also took
me more. I can't forget
it.
Help me.
It took me more out of the game as well, because when I'm sitting in World of Warcraft universe, I'm like, I'm not going to affect anything that happens in this universe whatsoever. But
I mean, you're never really affected.
You never do.
Yeah, no.
They respawn.
But it's just like, if I'm playing a game, the idea for NeverQuest or EverQuest next, where what you do in the world actually affects...
He said do-do.
Thank you.
Terrible. Actually affects the world, that draws me more and more out of that. Where they're like, there could be a town here if enough people do the quest to actually build this giant metropolis. If they don't, then it's just going to be a plane there.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I come back 6 months later and I have been doing quests to help this little settlement become a giant city or something like that, I help that. I can come back and physically see.
They have done timed
world.
Events for stuff like that to build things.
In WoW?
Yeah. One of the things, the Gates of Ankaraj, where it was up in the desert, you had a war front over there, and you had to help support them and give stuff, and it helped your server and your side of the server build stuff up there and unlock things quicker so you could get into the dungeon faster.
But ultimately... Ultimately,
it's World of Warcraft.
Okay. So then, and then they were even talking about even in Never, I keep calling it NeverQuest Next.
NeverQuest
Next. Because it's never coming out.
You'll never see
it.
It will be the 20s by the time that game
EverQuest
comes out.
Next.
It'll be the next 80s.
They're talking about, you're not just changing terrain, you're actually changing story as well. Whenever there's a certain amount of people that, you know, do quest type of thing, it like you are affecting this universe. So it's just like, it draws me out. Like, to me, it seems like it's a single player story that I'm going to be playing here in World of Warcraft.
In this
with
you
multiple
are.
People.
In
this,
yeah, you are.
In this World of Warcraft movie coming out, and they're focusing on the first human orc interaction. Do you have any interest in that, Aaron?
No, I'll just play Warcraft 1.
Exactly,
because that's the first
interaction
right there. And then the ending is.
Well, then isn't that a good idea for them? Then, if you say those games were better, and that's where they're going for the movies,
they're not better
direction.
The story.
Yeah, the story's better. So, isn't that a good thing?
No, because they're gonna.
No, because it's gonna be a shitty movie.
Yeah, they're gonna just throw in because you have to have filler. You have to have all this like
a romance.
The story. Yeah, you're gonna have to.
A romance.
Some type of orc is gonna be in love with a human. It can't. It's forbidden.
They did have the half orc. Assassin Garona.
She's in the movie, right? I don't know. It's a she, right?
Yeah, it's a she.
So then, yeah, she's in the movie.
Yeah.
She was one of the ones announced in the movie. So, yeah, there's going to be some...
How did that go down?
Is there actors?
Species.
How did that go down?
It's live action, yeah.
Are there actors tied to this
yet? No, nobody's tied to this.
Who do you want in it?
Is there a director still tied to it?
Who will make you
Stephen King?
Go see it? Besides Frederick C. Douglass.
If he's not in the movie, I'm not watching it. That's one.
He plays the main orc.
Why is he the orc? He can't be Anduin. He can't be.
No, he's such a great actor that.
Be who you want to be, remember?
No, Corey's just racist. That's right. You're right.
Black people aren't the orcs of Lord of the Rings. You tell me I'm lying.
But see, the thing, the problem is.
From the beginning.
They're the Uruk.
The problem Uruk is, guy. There is no real
actor. That's N-word spelled backwards. That's what
there is no real actor that I can see doing this. Like in a, you know who I can see doing this, and the person's dead.
Frederick C. Douglass.
No, Michael Clark Duncan.
Now who's racist?
Rest in peace. Look at him in Planet of the Apes.
He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he died.
Oh, terrible. Yeah, look at him in Planet of the Apes when he's the giant gorilla. Like he had the makeup and everything on, and he.
Yeah,
looked,
but you know who else played a hell of a good best. Monkey? Paul Giamatti.
No, he didn't. Yeah, that's the problem.
He looked like an ape.
He didn't play. Like, there's no actor that I know of that's going to tie themselves and actually probably take this. Like, okay, is it going to be, what's his name that did Lord of the Rings that's going to direct this thing? I don't think so.
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, it's not going to be Peter Jackson. It's going to be somebody.
I care so little about this movie.
It's going to be somebody you don't know. It's going to be actors you don't know. And it's crazy because the Blizzard...
I hope it's good, just to spite Alex. I don't care about the movie, but I hope
I would
it's great.
Be okay. If it's good, just to spite me, I'm okay with
How many
that.
Movies that are good from video games, though?
How many? Name them right now.
Super Mario.
Wrong.
That movie is epic.
Epically terrible.
Which makes it epically good.
Yeah, that one hits the weird part of the spectrum where it's so bad it becomes good again.
It's like Yoshi is freaking just a raptor from Jurassic Park.
When I was a kid, that was the most disappointing part. It was cool.
With a chain around his neck, like no shell on his back whatsoever. Like, what's going on? Goombas are just giant retards.
With tiny heads.
Like a ba-bomb. Really?
People are scared of
it. It was dumb. So there hasn't really been a good...
I've never seen that movie all the way through.
Film adaptation of a video game.
Mortal Kombat 1.
That, Mortal I would Kombat probably say, is the best one.
Number 2 is better.
Street no, Fighter. It is not.
Street Fighter the movie.
I wasted money on that.
I paid real money for
Mortal
that.
Mortal Kombat 2 is where they introduce the animalities.
And right? Mortal Kombat 2 is where they kill Johnny Cage in the first two seconds of the movie.
They have the best one-liners.
No, it's so terrible.
Which makes it good.
It's so bad. Number one, I'll give number one because that one was actually
pretty good.
But they failed when they were like, oh, we made it something good. I don't know. Let's do something. Kill Johnny Cage.
You just don't want to get punched in the nuts anymore, man.
You get the same actor again.
That's the only reason why.
And
they just couldn't get
number
him
number one had the best one-liner when he beat Scorro. What is it?
Like, and he's so underrated. Johnny Cage is so underrated. He beats the best fighters in that movie.
Yeah.
He beats Goro. Scorpion. He beats Scorpion. Like, what?
Yeah,
come
Luke
on.
Kang barely did
Luke Kang, yeah.
When you get punched in the nuts.
Luke Kang throws a bucket of water at somebody.
There's really nothing you can do.
Like, it's so bad.
There's a biological reaction to it.
He slaps the glasses off. Those were $500 glasses or whatever.
Yep.
It's just, yeah, Johnny Cage was the best in that one. So that is the exception, not the rule. There are no good.
Prince of Persia. I almost said it with a straight face.
Terrible. They made a movie for that?
That one had Jake
Gyllenhaal. I didn't
Gyllenhaal.
Watch it. Yeah, I did not watch Gyllenhaal. It. That's a Disney movie, too. Have you seen that viral video of Gaston?
Doing
push-ups. Doing the push-ups.
That actually was pretty entertaining.
You know, he has another one where he's arguing with the little girl. Same
did he kick
guy.
Her? Did he kick her?
No, she slaps him.
Wow. Then I would have kicked her. That's legally... You're legally obligated.
Yeah, self-defense. Yes. I punted her into another county.
All right, what we got?
We got PlanetSide 2. PS4 beta launches January 20th. Sign up still open.
Go pick it up now, everybody.
Yeah, actually do. PlanetSide 2 is a great game.
Are they going to do an update for the PC where I can actually use a controller properly when this beta comes out on the PS4, Alex Bags?
Oh, you're talking to me. I don't know.
Aren't you the PC cyborg guy?
Because that's the only reason why I was waiting for this damn beta to come out.
I don't play with a subpar device
to interact with my video games. You play with the PC.
You can't say that
the controller, I'm dying for my damn console back. You don't understand. To just put in a disc and play the game without worrying about any type of updates.
To not have to put in a disc.
That is not the case anymore, even with the consoles. You don't just put in the disc.
Welcome, brother.
I come back and the terrain is all different.
Yeah, it's
we have taken over since you've left.
It's different, man.
We have lost Lieutenant Aaron in this war.
It's like Terminator.
In the console world, you buy a game, you don't just put in the disc and play anymore. It's got to download for 3 hours, and then you can play it.
Why isn't that stuff done overnight?
And you still need the disc. That's the kicker.
Yeah, welcome to that. Ha ha.
Wow.
We've been pirating games since ever.
Let's see. Move on. Hi-Rez Studio opens Smite Xbox One beta registration
Which
site.
I signed up for.
Yeah. Why aren't you guys signed up for that?
I already did.
Well, he is.
Gotta check my email.
I mean, you as well.
I don't have an Xbox
One. Okay, well then.
I don't play with consoles.
There's your excuse. Corey?
I'm not interested.
How are you not interested?
I got Destiny to play.
Oh my God,
he's addicted. He's hooked, man.
Since you don't listen to the show, I know you don't, Alex Bags. That question was asked to us. What do we think about Destiny at the panel in Sac Anime?
It spawned.
It did.
Pretty much the most epic part of our panel. Where
it was like the Civil War in Marvel, where
friends
you had
friends,
crowds fighting
brothers,
each other.
Yeah, there was a group brothers. Of guys Random that came people. In together, and I think they left it separately.
It's That's even perfect. More awesome when cosplayers, because they all looked like the Civil War. People throwing fake Captain America shields. That was just plastic bouncing up. What are you doing, bro?
Stop. That kind of hurt.
Guy in a Luigi hat asked the question about Nintendo. It was awesome. It was
that really dude awesome. Really did. He just
I wanted to be there.
Nintendo.
I really wanted to be there. It's just when you shart yourself the night before, there's really only a small number of people you can face the next day.
If you had came in with the whole, I just sharted myself. And sat in the front row.
The shuffle?
That would have been fine.
No, I was still worried that my stomach would say, hey, it's time to vomit, randomly. So
was it food poisoning?
Ebola? Everyone's sick now. I've gotten at least two other people sick.
And see, this is why you don't live in the same house as sick people.
They didn't have a choice.
Yeah. Do we know if this is going to cost money yet?
No.
That's the big question. No. When the free game goes to the console, will it stay free?
It has historically lately, right?
I don't know what's gone from PC to console.
Free to play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's free to play games on consoles, right? That is
Planet
a thing.
Side? Yeah.
Kind of went away.
Happy Wars.
Yeah, that was like a trend for.
Well, because they
Spartacus.
Were, Xbox was trying to push that free to play. Thing and that was their like big coming out party,
and they kind of abandoned it so far with the next,
like the Kinect,
kind of.
It's almost like they come up with things and then can't actually deliver product.
Wow. Well, did we hear that they're gonna finally kill Internet Explorer
and then replace it with something else?
Internet Explorer.
Actually, you know what's really curious?
They're gonna re-brand it.
Is they're killing Internet Explorer, which by the way has the biggest market share for internet browsers by default. It's on Windows. People just use it.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Grandma.
Yeah, exactly.
It's still on
so they're actually going to choose to kill that.
Grandma's and Steven.
I use Chrome.
Yeah.
What was the one on the Wii?
I converted.
Opera.
Opera, yeah. That was the first time I ever even heard of that web browser.
That was the third time.
I was like, Opera? Why don't they
Opera runs really well, and it used to be faster than Chrome and Firefox, but now Chrome's like... Chrome blows
amazing.
Everything out of the friggin'
Chrome's
water.
Amazing.
Owns the world.
They do.
It does. They've actually changed their credo, too. They're no longer do no evil. They're like, sometimes evil.
It's okay to be evil. Yeah.
Until 2 years from now. Yeah, we're just pure evil.
Yeah, we're evil now.
With the Microsoft, they're calling it Spartan. And I think they're starting to go a little too crazy with all the Halo references.
Whoa. It's almost like it's their only successful franchise.
I love Halo and all.
High five.
I love it. But
I hope they heard that.
You're the person.
But that's a little crazy.
You're the person that caused this.
Because it's going to be called Spartan, and it's supposed to have Cortana built into it. Mm-hmm. They're totally going with
the
Halo.
Did you hear how flat the... Like, we're adding Cortana! And they made a Halo joke. You hear how flat that went at like CES or whatever?
No.
There was a bunch of people who actually give a shit about tech there and not games, and they're like, yeah, we did this, and, you know, like, we can in the year 30 whatever Halo takes place, we can do it. And everyone's like, yay,
who the hell cares?
Yeah, like, shut up.
Let's hear about show some more tech.
Show me the gigabytes.
Yeah.
That's something a nerd would yell,
no.
right?
No.
He said, no, actually, they
don't. One,
no. Show me the... No. Terabytes? Is that...
No.
No? Okay.
Zettabytes? We're up to petabytes now.
Zettabytes?
I don't think you need to be in the petabyte age.
It's a lot of...
terrible. Jamie, petabytes. All right, dude.
No, petabytes is actually one of the
That's fine.
Ones. Okay.
But I don't need any petabytes around me.
It's like, and your computer's going to come with 3 petabytes. I don't want those.
I have kids.
Nom, nom, nom.
Give me anything below or something above. I don't want petabytes.
Or just convert it to something else. Next Pokemon trading card game expansion hit stores in February.
Which is crazy. That's a thing still.
It's a thing still.
Pokemon yeah. Cards?
I loved that game when it came out.
It's the new generation. I'm telling you, man. It's brand new.
That's true. They can make new ones every time. And then they redo the new ones a couple of times. And for a while, they actually had Rocket Pokemon, like Team Rockets, blah, blah, blah. Just, and I was like, that's
Oh, I do
amazing.
Remember that. It was Team Rockets Persian or something like
Teams
that.
Rock, Team Rockets Dark Muck. Or die. They also had Dark ones. So they had Dark Muck and then Rocket something and then this and that. And,
they don't have
man.
Dark Pokemon in the actual game. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Not to me.
Nintendo, get on it.
Nintendo, you're welcome.
They're never going to do
game
that.
Game Freak, you're welcome.
Are they a real company?
Yeah.
They only make Pokemon games.
They only make Pokemon games.
I said real company.
They're stuck.
They're a real Pokemon company.
Ah, okay. What about the Pokemon company? Are they real?
No. They're okay. fake.
Perfect.
Have you seen those theories, Pokemon theories?
Oh, yeah.
One that there was a Pokemon war?
Yeah, it's
super, let's get a game
that's
of that.
Interesting.
The Pokemon War?
There was an actual war that happened on that planet. You know, two opposing forces that killed each other, but they used Pokemons as
they
weapons.
Killed?
Yes.
Killed each other, huh?
They
gave each other, like, man skirts?
I want to see. Yeah, they killed. K-I-L-T.
There's so much other. Stuff that's kind of open-ended in that game and things that don't make sense that it's pretty easy for a creative person to just craft an entire lore.
Also, if you read some of the descriptions of the Pokemon, you're like, you let a child use this?
What is it, Cubone and wearing its mother's head on it?
Yeah. What was it, like, Charizard says it can, like, melt thing. It can atomize things with its fire. It doesn't say that, but the degrees that it gives for it can actually just atomize matter.
Like, really? Like, your 12-year-old is using this in battle and not dying?
He has a That's nuke awesome. Next
Somebody,
to him, literally.
Like, Pikachu, move out of his... damn it. You just burnt me. My hand's like,
Pikachu's gone. It's gone.
All right, I want to thank everybody for being on the show this week. Aaron Carter, it's a pleasure as always. Steven Gutierrez, Alexander Bags, and this is a quick reminder that if you want to win the awesome prize package brought to us by Ultimate Arcade, get on Twitter.
Ultra Arcade.
What did I say? Ultimate?
Yep.
Spider-Man. Ultimate
Wow.
Spider-Man.
Ultra Arcade. Go to their website, learn, love, and tweet us. It's going to stop randomly in the next 2 days. And if we don't see you, we're going to see you on the internet? Damn, I butchered my line.
Ball prints.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I let you bang.
What are we doing?
I let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Bang,
bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.